I'm excited to welcome for the first time ever, Mr. Comiccade himself, the biggest kid in comics. He's here to talk with us tonight. I'm excited.
Hi. I'm trying to get this connection to work here. I've got such a poor connection where I am, so hopefully this is working. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're coming through good, man.
Awesome, because now I'm standing. I was sitting a minute ago, so we're going to try this.
Maybe it'll be more like an antenna, you know?
Yeah, well, the tripod tends to act like an antenna. I don't know how it works necessarily, but somehow this does work a little bit better.
So, yeah.
I rarely do lives. I usually do everything pre-recorded because of this issue. So
yeah,
we're gonna try.
It's all good, man.
Just so you know, if it starts breaking up, I apologize in advance.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll cover for you. Awesome. So I wanted to ask you, because I know one thing that's very unique about your channel is that you aren't necessarily keeping up with like what's coming out today. You read more like classic stuff and a lot of like Hanna-Barbera inspired books and things like that. And so I wanted to ask you, like, I think you are reading the newer Batman and Scooby-Doo adventures, right?
I plan to. I have not read a single one of them yet because I'm waiting on issue 2. I'm gonna get issue 2, which I've just actually ordered for my LCS. So when that comes in, I'm gonna read that up. But yeah, like newer stuff in the sense of like what fits me and my personality. I grew up on a lot of like, 90s reruns and stuff like that. So a lot of that to me is comics. That's like the heart for me. So I love coming back to that and showcasing that in what I talk about. But everything I show on my channel is stuff that I genuinely read. It's like, there's some people like, it's like, well, why don't you want to read this horror comic? You want to read this? And it's like, well, you don't understand. Like what I'm showing on my channel is what I actually read. I actually do enjoy reading Scooby-Doo, and I actually do enjoy reading Sonic. There's some, like a friend of mine, TK, he was going to throw in a bunch of stuff like that was just like, I don't know, more mature stuff, like in a box he was sending me. I was like, that's great and all, but actually, if you could send me some more like Nightcrawler or something, like something that like fits me better. And he did. He ended up throwing me out some Nightcrawler, so that was cool.
Yeah, comics tends to be a pretty quick spiral into like the darkness, you know, and all these like dark reinventions. I haven't read it, but oh yeah, I think there's a place for everything, you know, but I think as a medium we tend to quickly go to like, I want the dark serious take of everything, and sometimes it can be fun, dude. You know,
I get some comments that's like on the Sonic videos, I'm glad that they like them, I'm glad that they're talking about it for their kids, but a lot of the times they'll say, oh, this would be great to show my kid, this would be great to get my kid, and I'm like, yeah, you know, like when he's done with it, maybe you read it, or like when you know, like you read it first and then give it. But they think that it's just like, well, you know what, I'm an adult, so this comic obviously it can't appeal to me. In my personal opinion, there's some great kid stories out there. I mean, like Sonic the Hedgehog, for instance, that actually has some seriously mature writing I didn't expect, like at all. I love that series.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love it. I read it for fun. I read it for fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So, I mean, Sonic, they have long runs of the comics. And that's one thing about the comics business, especially nowadays, is a run doesn't make it very far before they're ready to reboot, because the number one is going to outsell number 32, you know? And the fact that Sonic has like 50 and 60 issue runs and stuff, like, that lets you know there's some quality there, that it's not just a cash grab by Sonic Team or whatever.
Actually, I have here with me, I brought over some just in case we were to talk about the comics that I talk about on the channel. I brought over Sonic the Hedgehog. This is volume 3 of the IDW series, and this is what I'm doing my next quick comic review on. So the very next quick comic review that's coming out will be on this one. I have to give it a brief once over, just a look over. again, just to get my bearings and find my place, because I read through these very quickly, and then I come back. I have to pick up some material that I've lost along the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely, like, how I read a trade. I don't remember, like, what happened and, like, what issue this happened, what order necessarily, but, you know, I can usually tell you, like, the story that happened and the major events that were important to it all. But you have to read all of it to get that much out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I come back to Sonic. Okay, so a great example, Atomic Robo. I read through the whole thing, and then there's so much information packed into it that maybe I get to the very last volume, and I'm like, wait, this had a connection to the third volume. I should go back and read that and remember, like, what was going on in that story. And it's actually a lot of fun with Robo, because Robo is just jam-packed with the story. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, there was a new comic that recently came out this week that's sort of like that, where it's just got, like, so many layers, you know, and this was the first issue, but the world it's setting up and everything, there's so many layers. I can already tell you that, like, in the third issue, I'm probably going to be going back to reread number one.
Did you talk about that with Mark on Legion? I believe I heard you guys briefly mention. Yeah,
it's called Out of Body, yeah. Man.
Oh, yeah, we see
you in the chat there. Yeah, it's a trippy book, but yeah, I know what you mean, because, like, there can be so many layers, you know. Christopher Nolan does movies like that, where by the end you're like, I need to go see the beginning again to make sure I understood what I was watching, you know.
That's actually how I felt with the Dark Knight Rises. I really loved the layers he added to the character of the Joker, and it was like, you know, it's intelligent, but it's also unpredictable, and that's how Joker has to be. He's an intelligent, unpredictable character from Batman's face. They did an excellent job with Heath Ledger in the Joker in that story, and I refer to it often. Like, just recently, I went back and watched it again, because I completely, like, it had been, like, years since I seen it. So I watched it from the beginning. I watched it from the first to the third, and I still feel like the second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really was a standout for sure. Like, right there in the middle.
So,
and that was casting that nobody expected. So, there you go. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah. But go back on topic. Comics. I've been reading mostly comics that other people don't pay much attention to. And that's why I created my channel in the first place, really, was because I noticed that nobody was really talking about, like, Atomic Robo on YouTube. Nobody was talking about Sonic the Hedgehog comics. Everyone was talking about what everyone else was talking about. And I was getting kind of like, and there's no offense to anyone, because you guys do a great job. I follow a lot of people. But, like, just when I was looking for this type of content, I couldn't find it anywhere. And so I was like, okay, there's a void there. I guess I could try and fill that void. Pretty much.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense, because that's actually kind of where I come from as well. Whenever I started dabbling in this kind of media, you know, what it was I was looking for podcasts and YouTube channels about comic books, but everybody was talking about Marvel and DC, and nobody was talking about all these, like, indie books that were coming out. And so that's what I started covering, was, like, all of these indie books that were coming out every week, and, like, nobody was covering them. They would do a top 10 books coming out, and it would just be all Marvel and DC and maybe a couple of Image books. And so now, like, that seems pretty commonplace, you know. Everybody's talking about indies now. It's the hottest thing on the YouTube, you know. Yeah. But at the time when I started, like, that was why I started, was because I couldn't find other podcasts and stuff that were covering that content.
One of my earliest videos was actually criticizing an indie book, and I got some major feedback from that. But the way I see it is, like, if you're not, like, I feel like we should almost kind of be harsher on this topic, like, because people consider indie comics to be the future of comic books. So if that's the case, then shouldn't we treat that as, like, the most criticized media part of the medium? Like, for instance, Marvel and DC, they can only do so much before they lose someone's attention or they gain a new reader. But indie it's brand new. It's a new thing, never been heard of. So let's not compare it to Marvel or DC. Let's just judge it for the comic it is. Is it a good read? And for this read in particular, I'm not going to name names, but the guy had sent me a link by the comic, and I said, well, I want to support this guy. He's in Michigan too. So it was like, all right, I'm gonna support a local. I'm going to support an indie artist. I'm all for that. And then I get the comic, and I actually, it was a genuinely the worst comic I've ever read. It was horrible. It was horrible. And I listed perfectly good reasons why the comic was not good. It wasn't just like, oh, I just don't like this, or the guy annoyed me. There were reasons. There were genuine reasons. So if you want those reasons, go watch the video. But please don't hate on me because I didn't like it. There are going to be comics that are just not good. And mm-hmm. some of those comics are by indie creators. Now, that same creator could go on to make something way better.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just right now, that comic that I experienced was not the one.
Yeah. I mean, we grow through adversity. How else are you going to know what to target and improve on, you know? So you need constructive criticism. People have to be willing to tell you, this isn't good enough, and, like, these are my opinions on how it would be better, you know? I'm always open to people's opinions, whether they're positive or negative, as long as you can justify your reasoning. That's all I ask.
I have tried to keep things more positive in recent days, focusing on things that I genuinely like. But with, like, quick comic reviews, like, if I was to do a full-length review, I'm very wordy. So it's like, it could go on for 20 minutes, or we could just do quick comic reviews, and I'll give you the best and the worst. And when I give my worst, it's usually not something that everyone disagrees with. Like, in the Scooby-Doo 100 comic, it was just like, I didn't like the mummy story because it was very generic. It ended with a very simple ending, and there was even a mistake in it. So that was like, okay, that's a reason not to like that. But then I give the best part, and that gives you a reason to buy it.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I wanted to ask you about, because your videos have, like, a very YouTube friendly format to them, and the way you edit things is, like, really unique within the comic community itself, you know? So I guess, like, what are kind of your origins with YouTube? Like, where did you pick up a lot of these little elements that we see in your videos?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so it depends on how far you want to go back, man. I mean, because we could go all the way back to my first endeavors with YouTube, or we could go just a little ways back to where, just before I started this channel, because that's like two different roads there, but they both have the same end.
Well, I mean, like, what inspired you? Have you grown up watching YouTube stuff, or did you take it from TV itself, or what inspires you?
What inspired me? We're having some lag here, so I'm not sure if you're getting me. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you're coming through.
What inspired me? I was inspired by many things. I was inspired by, TV itself, I guess. I used to watch the Amanda Show all the time. I used to watch all that. And different TV shows like that would get, like, the skit comedy going. And earliest I can remember, I think I was 7 years old with a camcorder, and I was just kind of running around doing stuff. And I would learn with, like, standard Windows Movie Maker. And then I would graduate eventually to Sony Vegas. Now I have Sony Vegas and Movavi. And Movavi is what I use for, like, my general videos. But I use Sony Vegas to, like, when I do audio and video separate, I connect them together with that.
Okay.
So as far as inspiration goes, there's a variety of things. Inspiration for the channel, like I said, was to fill the void of things that people weren't talking about, the things that I read. And I was like, there's got to be more people out there like me who want to hear stories like that I'm reading. It can't just be me. So I was like, I got to do this. I've got to try. And my first video, I was just like, I'm gonna try this. I hope it works out. And here we are. But as far as, like, okay, so I guess I'll tell you the story of how I got started on this channel. Because that makes more sense.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We're to begin. So I joined a group. I joined Amino. It was like Comics Amino Community, I believe it's called. And I met some friends, and I saw some videos being shared, and I saw some content on a regular basis. So I filled that thing up with posts. Like, a friend of mine, TK, he actually was on there also. He saw my stuff, and so did this other person, I believe, called Doc X was her name. And I filled up that page with content, more content than people, they told me it was more content than people would do in a month. I did in like a week. Wow. And it was just me, like, it was just articles. It was just like, okay, I read this, do you like this? I would give a review on that. And, or I would recommend comics. A lot of it was just recommending, like, have you read Back to the Future? Have you read Atomic Robo? Have you read the Sonic comics? Have you read, do you know the story of Ian Flynn? Stuff like that. And
yeah.
I would get some feedback, and then I was like, okay, well, this is doing great. And then you have like a little level thing, a little like a level chart, and mine went up to like 12, level 12. I think I left off at level 12. I left that because it was distracting me from doing bigger things. But eventually I posted one video. It was like going through my Atomic Robo collection and what I had so far. And I had gone through pretty much all, I had gone through all the books, but I had to post it almost separately. Like, you can't post it as one video on there. You had to post it in clips. So it looked really poor. It was horrible. And I was like, okay, well, I hate this. So maybe I'm going to post this on YouTube and then link it back here. Yeah. So then I tried YouTube, and I made the channel with the same username as I had on there. That username I got by taking my name and the word comic and putting it into a word combiner online and clicking combine until I saw a username that sounded good. So, yeah. It was catchy.
Yeah.
But then I started posting videos on a regular basis on YouTube because I found that I really loved the platform for sharing the content that I wasn't seeing on other channels. I reached out to a channel called the Comic Collectors Guild, and I joined them. And that process was strange, very, very strange. I had joined up with like in December, it was like as soon as Christmas hit. And then I gave them a series. I gave them a YouTube series. I pitched this to them, and I did it. It was called Forgotten Comics. That took so much of my time. It took so much. Hi, Burke. It took so much of my energy from my week. Like, I was drained. I was dead drained. And I'm like, well, here I am working on this series for their channel. They're getting more subscribers. They're getting more followers. They're getting more comments. And my channel is actually kind of dwindling. It was suffering for this. So I was like, not good. So
yeah.
I pulled my attention away from them. I brought it back to my channel. I think I'm cutting out here.
No, you're coming through.
Am I cutting out?
No, you're doing fine.
I'm loading on my end.
Well, yeah, okay, I mean, that's all like awesome stuff, because I remember you had the deal where you were doing that stuff, and that's what I always wondered about, because I see people do collaborations, but I'd never seen somebody really like do a guest spot on a whole different channel. So I was never really sure how you came about that, but I always thought it was interesting because I like when people try new things, you know?
I really wanted to do it even longer, but I was so stressed from all of that. I had to pull out. I had to pull back and focus on my channel, because doing it was just way more than I really could, you know? I mean, yeah. The series is still there, and I really enjoyed it. I think the last video in the series, because I tried to do something where it was kind of like you followed a timeline of events, but I don't know if that really worked out that way or not.
Yeah.
At the end, it was just me at like the computer, and it's supposed to be me watching the show like 2 years later,
All right, so you had you stopped doing the other videos so you could focus on your channel, and you've grown quite a bit lately. So what's went into that?
Yeah. Quick comic reviews definitely have helped the channel quite a lot. Doing those, getting them in the shorts category, they have spread like all over the place and have caught fire. I wouldn't say that they are like, you know, viral, but they are very popular among the YouTube community, I guess. And mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of positivity come back from that. So I'm glad that that's had a good effect. It's been mostly like, you know, actually I might turn this light off. Hang on. Yeah, there we go. It's been mostly, like I've gotten over 1,000 views on one of those videos, which normally my views are in the hundreds or lower. So reels have really, or shorts have really picked up my content in its pacing and have spread it around quite a lot. But I wouldn't say the effort into long format videos has dwindled any. I've been working harder actually to combine the two, because there's actually quite a bit of money to pull. It's 50-50 down the middle. Everyone wants either shorts or long format videos, so I guess they want both, and that's what I got to give them. So it's been part of my part of the effort has just been trying to keep that going lately.
Yeah, I do both. You know, I do like I've started doing live streams more recently. You know, I've done a lot of long form stuff for the most part, but with the advent of shorts, it's really changed the way the community interacts and the way that you get picked up in the algorithm. And so we have seen a lot of people change things around. I've definitely, my shorts have mostly become like PSAs and like community outreach sort of efforts. Whereas like my long form stuff is more like interviews and things like that. But I always find yours entertaining because you match your pacing with your video length. The way that you present your shorts and stuff, your quick comic reviews, like, it matches the pacing of a 1 minute video. It feels like I'm getting a lot out of it because of how well it's edited together on top of that. And then you always have like those really awesome outros. So you've definitely found your way through the shorts algorithm better than some of us, I think.
Well, thank you. So when I saw the like TikTok and stuff spreading, I was like, so I decided to do mine a little differently. I was like, what I want to do is what I would want to watch. I don't want to watch something that's just like snap, 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 and you don't get much out of it. I want to see something that's like, you get the whole thing, but quickly. So how do I do that? And with quick comic reviews, it was literally take the best and the worst and highlight those. It just like give everyone a brief synopsis, what I liked and what I didn't like, and then scene. And I would go on to do another one. And I think that worked really well. So as for editing goes, that was mostly a suggestion by Jeff from Hard to Come By. It was a suggestion by him, as well as my sister, who gave me, they both, like, their ideas merged in my mind, and I was like, okay, this is how I'm gonna do it. Because it was like, my sister was talking about showing, like, the comic itself as I'm flipping through it, and that, keep mm-hmm. flipping pages. And then Jeff was like, well, what you should do is, like, just briefly show yourself with the comic, and then like transition into that. So I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. My stuff reminds you of what?
It has like these kind of like old, like noir tones to it. And kind of like some spy elements. It's probably like in the music, but there's something about it. Like it makes me feel like you've let me in on these secrets. You know, you're showing me these secret comics that nobody knows about, and reviewing those. And so I always thought that was kind of an intriguing hook into your videos. Well, I got your channel linked here in the chat so everybody can find you, and I'm gonna add it to the description of the video as well, so that way people can find your channel and subscribe, because your quick comic reviews are definitely entertaining.
Thank you. I plan to build up Discovering Comics a bit more and do like one of those a month as well. This month I'm going to try and touch on, I can't even remember at this point. I'm at schedule in the other room, but touch on different comics each month. So.
Yeah.
And we're glitching like crazy over here. Oh man. It's not even you're on the screen. Horrible.
<Uh-oh>. All right, well with that, let's I guess I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. This was a ton of fun. And I really enjoyed talking to Jade in this format.